This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Those who knew the four murdered college students in Idaho are speaking today at Brian Kohberger's sentencing. Dylan Mortensen is one of the roommates in that off-campus house who survived the knife attacks.
Because of him, for a beautiful, genuine, compassionate people were taken from this world.
This is Emily Allant speaking on behalf of the other roommate who was in the house that night. She says she woke up that morning with a toothache and called her father.
He told me to take Advil, so I did, and I went back to sleep. I was still out of it and still didn't know what happened. If I had known, I of course would have called 911 right away. I still carry so much regret and guilt for not knowing what had happened and not calling right away.
The parents of the victims also expected to speak, but it's unclear if Kohberger will. His punishment expected to be four consecutive life sentences. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Enjoy an evening of speakers, music, and prayer at Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The idea for Celebration for Jesus was thought of years ago. Bob Magline is an organizer of the event.
It started a number of years ago by a man by the name of Rudy Rote, who is a very great organizer and really dedicated to Jesus Christ. And back in the late 90s, he began taking church walks with church congregations. And they were living up in Holman at the time, and they walked around various places in that Holman area praying.
Celebration for Jesus is an ecumenical gathering that will feature musicians, all for him, from the Sparta area and various speakers.
Tom Hoheck is the former head of the Hillsboro Fire Department, and he's also a member of the Congregational Church there in Hillsboro. He's going to be speaking. And Spencer Budenhagen is a young man. He graduated from Reedsburg High School last year. He is going into the ministry. He's going to be speaking. And then there's a fellow by the name of Jim Farley, who came from Hillsboro. And he was kind of a wanderer for many, many years. And he's coming to give his testimony of how he came back to Christ. And then at the end, Andy Johnson, who's the pastor of the Laval Advent Christian Church, is going to be speaking.
No money will be collected at the event. All are welcome to attend Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Baseball in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series today with the Mariners. Milwaukee losing last night 1-0, ending their 11-game winning streak. Pat Murphy pulled Jacob Mizorowski out in the fourth inning, even though he had a shutout going.
You can't give him that big of a rest and then let him go out there and have his normal start.
NBA. When Damian Lillard was traded to the Bucks 2 years ago, his wife filed for divorce. His three children remained in Portland. Lillard signed a deal over the weekend to return to the Trailblazers.
I didn't say nothing to him about it until Saturday when I actually signed, and they were with me. We got back in the car to go home. I got to a red light and I just turned around and my daughter was looking at me, and I told her, and she was like, wait, so like we don't have to get on the airplane to Milwaukee no more? I was like, yeah, y'all don't got to get on the plane no more. And she was like, so you're going to be at your house in Portland the whole time? I was like, yeah. And she was like, what? Like, she was
with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
We may have an isolated thundershower this morning, otherwise sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Troubles in the courts for the Trump administration. Jim Samtell, former U.S. attorney and acting attorney, will join us to break it all down. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. News from the center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy middle of the week. We've got a lot to talk about today and one good guest in the second hour. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Oligarchs, outlaws, and the ends of journalism. Reagan's real legacy, we're discovering, in Trump's GOP is all about monopoly and the destruction of the free press. I'll tell you about that in a moment. Also, is Donald Trump in danger of coming undone? The latest Epstein Trump news and, you know, things, all things related. In the second hour of our program, our one guest today, Heidi Sigmund-Kuda, is going to drop by. Why was Paul Manafort in Albania? And what does this have to do with Donald Trump? And, you know, some details on what Trump is up to these days. And in our third hour, you ready for surveillance pricing? You know, where an airline looks at your bank account to decide how much you could afford before they quote you a price on an airplane ticket? Seriously. And talk about, you know, wild violations of privacy. So we'll get into that in the third hour of the program. Today's op-ed over at HartmanReport.com is titled Outlaws, Oligarchs, Outlaws, and the End of Journalism, Reagan's Real Legacy in Trump's GOP. And, you know, basically, the CBS merger deal shows everything that's wrong with post-Reagan Revolution America. You know, it's not just another corporate merger. This is really a road sign on the road toward oligarchy propaganda and the collapse of anything resembling honest media. We've watched our most important legacy broadcaster, CBS, give a $16 million bribe to Donald Trump and then apparently another $16 million in free advertising, all to try to get a merger through, a merger that, you know, prior to the Reagan Revolution would have been considered illegal. In fact, under the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, the Clayton Antitrust Act of 1919, and the Estes-Kefauver, however you say it, Act, I think that's in the 1950s, you know, there are three major pieces of antitrust law, legislation. This merger is completely illegal. It's just that, you know, Trump ordered back, or excuse me, Reagan ordered back in 1983, ordered the Department of Justice, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Securities and Exchange Commission to stop enforcing our antitrust laws. And that, of course, led to this explosion of activity called the mergers and acquisition frenzy or mania, the M&A mania, where you had people like Michael Milken, you know, just jamming companies together, laying off redundant things like, you know, accounting departments and sales forces and ad agencies and whatnot, and beginning the process of destroying small business all across America. But it's not just happening in basically every industry. It's happening in our media. You know, there were 50 major media companies that controlled 90% of our media in 1981 when Reagan came into office. Today there are six. That's called an oligopoly. That's not a good thing. That's a dangerous thing for the media. It's a dangerous thing for any industry, frankly. And it's pretty much every industry in America now looks like this. And it's a dangerous thing for media diversity, for media, you know, for diverse points of view, for conflict, for the ability of the media to stand up to powerful people. And now, increasingly, each one of these media properties are owned by billionaires or owned, I mean, you know, we're looking at Comcast, Disney, News Corp, Warner Brothers, Discovery, and Paramount, either owned by a billionaire or a billionaire family or heavily influenced by billionaires or, you know, large corporations where billionaires own large chunks of their stock. That's not a free press. That's oligopoly. That's and now Larry Ellison, the 10th richest man in the world, he's worth $150 billion, and his son are stepping in to consolidate even more control. This is what oligarchy looks like. And meanwhile, average Americans get nothing. No trustworthy journalism, no independent voices, no real debate, just more billionaire-driven narratives, more Trump hagiography. Oh, isn't Donald Trump wonderful? And more of the toxic sludge that passes for news in post-Reagan America. I mean, we saw the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that was pushed by the Republicans and signed by Bill Clinton. That really allowed for this massive media consolidation. That was the death knell. I mean, the starting point for every corporation in America was 83 when Reagan, you know, basically said we're no longer going to enforce our antitrust laws. But, you know, it was 96 when the media really went down in flames. And we've seen this movie before. In Hungary, Viktor Orban did this. He's consolidated the media of the country with, through friendly oligarchs. Putin did the same thing in Russia, although now the government itself has seized control of most, you know, of Russia's major media. And this isn't about entertainment. This isn't even about profits. It's about power. When the press becomes the property of the morbidly rich and they wield it to defend their interests, as Jefferson and Madison warned us about, democracy becomes their plaything. Trump is running his vengeance campaign, and CBS is bending over and saying, okay, yes, sir, we'll do whatever you want. You know, we're gonna fire Stephen Colbert. We're going to shut down The Late Show. No more making fun of Donald Trump on our network. We're going to neuter 60 Minutes. I mean, this is just wrong. And we have to stop pretending that it's normal. It's not normal to pay a criminal ex-president $16 million to go away and then invite him back on the air. This sort of thing doesn't happen in any other developed country in the world. It's not normal to fire comedians and journalists for telling the truth. It's not normal for one politician to cow an entire nation's news organizations. Now, you know, history shows it happens. It happened in Russia. It happened in Hungary. Back in the day, it happened in Germany and Italy and Spain, Chile. And now it's happening here. This isn't just a CBS problem. It's not even just a media problem. This is a democracy problem, and it's worth complaining to Congress about. Right now, it appears that Congress is the one agency that might be able to do something about this. And I get it that probably Republicans are not going to change, you know, not going to do anything about it, but hey, it's still worth letting them know what you think. 202-224-3121 is the phone number for Congress. Let them know that the Ellisons and the Trumps and the Redstones should not be allowed to buy and sell the truth, and to filter it for us in ways to satisfy Donald Trump's fragile ego and pathetic need for control. I mean, this is just an extraordinarily dangerous thing. It's an extraordinarily dangerous moment for America when the media itself starts getting bought up by billionaires who are openly aligned with it. Larry Ellison was, you know, one of the major donors to the Scott campaign out of North Carolina. He's funding super PACs that help out Republicans in big ways. This is just simply not good. It's not healthy. This is how democracies go down in flames, is when their media falls apart. And I would add, as a guy in the media, thank you for supporting this media outlet, however you're listening to this program or watching it. Thank you for supporting us. America needs alternative media now more than ever. We'll be right back. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Stick around. It's your media support group for We the People. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In May, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that individuals, in this case Native Americans, do not have a private right of action in voting rights cases. An emergency stay was granted July 22nd, and it's likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, the Spirit Lake Tribe, and individual Native voters negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts that didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. That decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the provisions of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. In actuality, since 1965, individuals brought 90% of VRA cases. May 14th, a three-judge panel affirmed that individual voters cannot bring VRA cases, but it applies only in the Eighth Circuit. July 15th, the tribes and individual Native voters asked for an emergency stay from Justice Brett Kavanaugh, pending a full U.S. Supreme Court appeal request. The stay was granted July 16th. On the one hand, decades of precedent allow individuals to bring such VRA cases, but this high court's conservative majority often ignores precedent and seeks ways to neutralize VRA protections for minority voters. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Institutions Extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey guys, there's a brand new deodorant in town, and this one's different from everything you've been using your whole entire life. I tried it out. I was surprised. The Mando is a high performance deodorant for whole body control, and it really works. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. So smell better longer with Mando. I can get you 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM when you check out, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com, shopmando.com.
They sold the air for a $1 billion billionaire's vacant stare. Once proud truths now softly fade to make room for the deals that Ellison Trump cashes checks for his petty prize. They call it news, but it's tribute pay to a felon king the oligarchs made. This is the end of journalism when power buys the press. The ghost of the propaganda begin. There were once 50 voices, now just 6 remain, and they echo the gospel of greed and gain. And a trust laws lie in the dirt while democracy chokes in a brand.
Of coming undone. Analyst says the Epstein crisis has been exposed by two key problems, or has exposed two key problems for Donald Trump. This is Brad Bannon writing over at The Hill. And he said that Trump has had, you know, two major legislative victories. He had his massive tax cuts for billionaires and, of course, gutting health care and food programs for average and poor people. And his defunding of NPR and PBS, which has them, you know, in a fundraising tizzy right now. But according to Bannon, the longer that he refuses to be transparent about Epstein, the worse it's going to get for him. Two key problems. Number one, he's broken a series of promises that he made to America in the 2024 campaign. And secondly, his loyal supporters have always gotten him out of trouble, and now they're kind of letting him twist in the wind. I mean, you know, or even you could even go beyond that and say, you know, they're demanding information. I mean, you got Tucker Carlson, who's all bent out of shape about Trump offering Ukraine weapons, although we have yet to see any evidence that that's actually happening. It's increasingly looking like this was pure rhetoric. but we'll see. And then you got Steve Bannon bashing Trump for cutting taxes on billionaires. Bannon actually said, you know, hey, you should raise taxes on corporations. He's right. I never thought I'd say those words, but, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And, you know, you've got all this evidence that the FBI is sitting on. And then Roy Black died yesterday. Roy Black is the was the lawyer who participated in cutting this plea deal for Jeffrey Epstein that got him. He was, you know, sentenced to a year and a half in jail. But during the, from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, he didn't have to be in the jail. So he could just keep on. He just went there to sleep. And so anyhow, he died, and now, but he was 80 years old. I mean, you know, it's not unusual for people in their 80s to die, but he died, and now the right wing is just going nuts over on X. Nothing suspicious. Virginia Guffrey, Roy Black, Epstein, says one person, all died under Trump. And now Epstein's lawyer has been found dead, says the patriotic blonde account. I'm sure there's nothing to see here. Right. Yeah. And meanwhile, CNN's data guru says that Trump is in a, quote, ton of trouble. Now, Trump, you know, Trump has been posting on his Nazi-infested social media site that everything's wonderful and his polling numbers are better than ever, even better than before Epstein. Not so much true. He is he's at a two-term low at minus 11 points approval. He started off in January plus 6. And by the way, at this stage in their presidency, the average president at this point since 1953 has a 27% approval rating. Donald Trump is minus 6 point approval rating, and his net approval rating has dropped nearly 20 points since the beginning of his presidency. He's minus 5 on immigration. He's minus 14 on the economy. He's minus 14 on foreign policy. He's minus 15 on tariffs. And he's minus 37 on Epstein. Even the founder of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, who was, you know, convicted and sentenced to 18 years in prison for trying to overthrow the government and kill police officers, Trump, of course, pardoned him. He said, he just came out and he said, Trump hasn't released more information about Epstein. He says, I believe 90% of his own base understands that Epstein was up to something, and we know that it's the tip of the iceberg. It's really disheartening to see President Trump declare he has it to be a hoax. I don't think it is, and I think it's going to cause him trouble with his own base. It already is. Yeah. State the obvious there much? You know, Captain Obvious? Anyhow, what say you? 202-808-9925 is the number. I'll be picking
You're
up your calls on the other side.
The Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
There you go. We'll be right back. Stick around. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of WisconsinAllergy.com and writer-producer Frank Anderson. Then up-and-coming singer-songwriter Kaylin Cole joins me and gives us a sneak peek at her new single.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Community Players summer musical Little Shop of Horrors opens this weekend. Director Cameron Cormacan and the cast and crew have worked all summer long to make this a show worth seeing.
It's fun at the same time. I've got a really great crew, both backstage and onstage, to work with, a lot of talents. So overall, very rewarding experience.
Little Shop of Horrors has become a cult classic ever since Rick Moranis starred in the movie in 1986. While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that runs counter to such expectations. Glenn Dunn plays the part of Mr. Mushnick and is the assistant director.
So it's a little more difficult when you're an actor as well as being a director, because you can't really see what everybody else is doing, like next to you and a little further away from where you're standing. So you can't really critique things as well. But it is kind of interesting.
At center stage of the show is Audrey II, a huge green plant that is perhaps one of the most memorable characters in Broadway history. In addition to its dark humor, some people love the show for its music, with great sounds from the 50s and 60s. Performances are scheduled for July 25th through 27th and August 1st through 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 and Sunday shows are at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of 2 adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
We may have an isolated thundershower this morning, otherwise sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 94, heat index 105 or better this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be talking about the University of Wisconsin system and K-12 public education with Trigby Olson as guest host, State Senator Keller Royce, and Reed Galen. Join them.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support. Did you know know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Suits, heads held high on private jets, they touch the sky. Big oil CEOs, their profits swell, while Earth descends into a fiery hell. Their hands hold fortunes, their hearts hold lies, ignoring the flux, the smoke-filled skies. They knew the risks, they knew the score, yet chose the profits and waged this war. The climate killer CEOs, with every deal the damage grows. They poison seas, they scorch the land, and left destruction in their hands. Was clear, they turned away, and now the world begins to pay.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's up?
Well, I'm again a supporter of KBCS, but I wanted to mention one of the two sister public stations, KNKX and KUOW here in Seattle. The report this morning on KUOW helped highlight the old saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Mm-hmm. And the local story, which you may have heard in Oregon, because I'm pretty sure it went national, because it involved a veteran suffering from PTSD who suffocated his two daughters in Ellensburg, Washington.
Ooh,
and is still missing. And he was first reported in Idaho, I think, a few weeks ago, and then that was disproved. So he may still be in the Ellensburg forest somewhere. Hmm. And rather than, say, your Portland or Oregon forest. But anyway, it also illustrates the problems with the Texas flood, mm-hmm. that the state Republicans were too involved in defending their criminal attorney general rather than paying attention to all of the ounces of prevention that were suggested for the Kerr County people, and yet they allowed all of that to go on and flood and kill all those people in the Guadalupe River Valley. Mm-hmm. I had been to the Moe Ranch a year ago in April and had a chance to see the Presbyterian camp there that had, according to Fox News, on July 7th, evacuated their campers and adults before any public warnings, because they knew that a flood was coming.
Right.
So I think for the camps that weren't as well prepared as some of the other areas, the state of Texas, again, illustrates the Republican view that, oh, let's do the quick fix and let's put off all the prevention that costs too much, and if somebody dies, then we'll do something about it.
Well, apparently that community, Kerrville, or maybe the county, one of the governmental agencies in that area, was begging the state for the money to put flood alert sirens along that river. And the state government kept saying no, because, you know, Republicans are all about, you know, the only thing that we allocate federal money state money for, public funds for, is tax cuts for billionaires. I mean, you know, or subsidies for the fossil fuel industry. And you guys aren't the fossil fuel industry.
The other thing is, too, that most places do not allow people to build on floodplains that the insurance companies won't insure.
Right. Well, they redesignated them. in a way.
Texas does that.
Yeah, they
including kids just camps for kids.
Yep, and they also redesignated the floodplain area. They changed it from one level of classification to another, presumably so that they could expand the camp. And this looks like it might have been a payoff to a politician. So I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going to come out of this thing, Roger, over the next months, assuming that Greg Abbott can't keep it all hidden. But the Texas being run by Republicans is one of the more corrupt states in America. It's right up there with Florida. So this
and
should not
surprise. They're going to redistrict to get more Republicans.
There you go. Exactly right, Roger. Thanks for the call, MJ in Ankeny, Iowa. Hey, AJ, what's up?
Hey,
hi, MJ.
Tom. How are you?
Good. What's on your
Thanks
mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. Well, I did want to just mention the last couple of days when we've been talking about the Epstein files and the wrongdoing of the people there, that I would just want to ask you to reframe your language, if you could, to call it rape rather than poking or porking young kids, because it's statutory rape.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
Not the objectification of the younger individuals who have been involved in this and who are raped.
Yep.
And so it's more inclined to use that kind of language when it's talking about J.D. Vance and his couch.
Yeah.
But not when it comes to,
I got it.
Okay.
Thanks. Albert in Canoga Park, California. Hey, Albert, what's up?
Hey, Tom. First of all, I think you're amazing. And the level of detail with the stuff you just mentioned about Russia is something that will probably never, ever get mentioned in any type of media. But my question revolves around, I want your take and how you feel about DOJ going to talk to a convicted criminal while in prison during this entire Epstein conversation, controversy, et cetera, and why we not shouting from the rooftops with a stringent and strident opposition to this entire fiasco?
Yeah, it's not just DOJ. It's Donald Trump's former criminal defense lawyer.
Oh, the Blanche guy. Yeah.
Todd Blanche, who is going to go and interview, Ghislaine Maxwell. And clearly she wants to get out of jail, and clearly he can offer her, an opportunity to get out of jail. He can offer her a reduction in her sentence. He can offer her better conditions, a better place to be in jail. He can offer her a pardon, presumably. And, I would guess that the terms would be something like, Ghislaine, just hang on for another 6 months. That's all it's going to take for this to die down. And then, we're just going to make it all go away and you will get a pardon. Don't worry. Just keep your mouth shut or don't keep your mouth shut. Just come out and tell us that, it was Bill Gates and Bill Clinton who were, raping young girls, but not Donald Trump. He wasn't doing that. No.
What do you think about the second part of my question? I know it's taken up some time, but in terms of the progressive response to that, and why is there not, I guess I'm saying, why are we not shouting
there,
more?
I have seen quotes from multiple Democratic politicians saying, it sure looks like he's trying to set up some way of wiggling out, or, of course it's not going to be, honest. I would like to see, I would always like to see Democrats getting more aggressive, frankly.
But this should be Benghazi times 10.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. The problem is we don't have a Fox News. We don't have a media outlet that has a cult following that constitutes 15-16% of America, that where they will pound a story, even if it's not a factual story, even if it's dishonest, pound it over and over and over again to the point that it begins to seep out into the rest of the rest of the media scape. But yeah, I'm with you. There should be a Benghazi level of outrage around this. Albert, thank you very much. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Hey, look, I'm sticking with my original analysis. Look, we have a serious, serious problem in this country, and it's not really Donald Trump. It's Trump supporters. Like, people misunderstand. They think I have something against authoritarianism personally. I do not. All right? It's just, it's not going to work in America. Look, Trump is already suggesting that he goes with the Kuiper, Jeff Bezos Kuiper project. That's the low Earth orbit satellites that are akin to Starlink for this golden dome. In other words, he's punishing Elon Musk. Elon Musk went from a positive popularity to double digit negatives when he went up against the MAGA nationalist socialist machine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's all just faux. Look, we in the United States in the past, when adversaries start using, when they started using, the cables, when they start using certain technology, we attack them. Okay. And one example is, Syria. We've hit Syria before. Because when Bashar al-Assad was in charge, they were using like fiber optics to coordinate their air defense. Russia and China know this. So when is Russia and China going to say, look, America is putting low Earth orbit satellites in for this golden dome. This golden dome threatens our ability. Like in the case of Russia, according to General Clark, Russia's going to move on Odessa. They're going to take Odessa. Well, I mean, when is Russia and China going to say, no, this is a red line. We're going to attack America. And they're not going to be out-dictated by somebody in America. And this is what, the problem is with MAGA. And I don't think none of this sex stuff is going to affect Trump's popularity or his danger. He's threatened to have Obama arrested over some faux charges.
He's trying to change the subject, Dave.
Yeah.
And to some extent it might work, but I frankly doubt it. His base, he primed his base for this. He promised for years that he was going to get all the Epstein stuff out. Here we are. Dave, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I partner with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
We're billionaires towering, the common folk crawl. They cut through the safety nets we all depend to hand out tax breaks to their billionaire friends. They call it freedom, but the cost of seeing train food for fortunes and hope for a dream. The people's voice grows quiet, the power shifts. Oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works, robbing the people while the wealthy smirk. It's the art of the deal, but the price is steep. Sell it on democracy while the billionaires reap. We say it's trickle down, but the wells run dry while families struggle. Billionaires fly.
Fox News whispers past like the hour, picking up your calls here. Ellen in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Ellen, what's up?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Sure.
Hi. Okay, I called in about name change, but something occurred to me as a fellow former Michigander is a link between Interlochen and Epstein, and boy, somebody's got to pull that
up. Interlochen, a music school up in northern Michigan?
Yes. Last night on Lawrence, you watched that segment, testimony from one of the victims. She was picked up at Interlochen. They were there. Apparently, they give money to Interlochen, and so they cruise the campus. Okay. Anyway, please watch that segment. I called about name change. Mm-hmm. I'm all for name change. Donald Trump's grandfather moved here with the name of Drumpf, D-R-U-M-P-F. D-R-U-M-P-F. I have never referred to that person as anything other than Drumpf with a small d. So let's go back to his original name.
Okay. All right. I got Donald. It, Ellen. Thank you. Good one. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob. Thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Yes. Speaking of WMNF, I just thought I'd give you a little ray of hope out there that WMNF recently, like all other community radio stations, took a real hit as far as their federal and in Florida their state funding.
Yeah, so if they're doing a fundraiser, radio station.
So they did a one-day emergency fundraiser to replace the money that the state and that DeSantis and Trump had taken away from them, and in one day they went on the air and in 18 hours raised $280,000.
Yeah, you said this on the program day before yesterday.
No, I didn't call in yesterday.
Oh, well, somebody did. In. Okay.
Somebody did? Oh, okay. Yeah. I missed it then. I was at the VA getting a pacemaker. Thank you. But, but anyway, I just thought I'd say that, you know, if that's any indication, hopefully, you know, there's some
people. I think
people
are stepping up.
Attention.
I mean, our local public broadcasting, Oregon Public Broadcasting, is doing a frantic fundraiser. I just signed up for $10 a month, you know, as a continuing supporter. It's a very small amount. I won't even notice it.
Yeah, I do that with a bunch of radio and TV stations.
But, yeah, so do I.
But anyway, I just thought, and they do it on the strength of their programming, which, by the way, is part of it's the Tom Hartman Show.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd throw
We're
that
grateful
in there.
For that.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Bob. Good hearing from you.
Mm.
Tony in Shirley, New York. Hey, Tony. What's up?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
I figured I want to stray away from the Epstein stuff. I think I have something a little bit more interesting. I'm not sure whether or not you have seen the recent debate on Jubilee with Mehdi Hasan versus 20 conservatives.
No, I haven't.
That it would be a very interesting thing for you to see because I believe Mehdi Hasan was under the impression that he was going to be debating 20 conservatives. In fact, it turned out to be 20 rabid fascists and blatant racists. Who some of them who basically told him to go back to his own country. I guess my question is, one, should a platform like Jubilee be giving a platform to people who are literally fascists and who are literally racist?
I know nothing about a platform called Jubilee. I know what Jubilee, you know, I know what a Jubilee is, the biblical ending of debt and freeing of slaves and things, but I don't know of a platform called that.
Well, if you go on YouTube and you type in Jubilee/ Mehdi Hasan, it'll pop right up.
Uh-huh.
And you see, it's approximately a two-hour interview that he did with a whole bunch of people. He had four specific questions that he wanted
to ask.
Yeah,
I read an article about it. You know, I subscribed to his newsletter on Substack, and he was
it was horrendous for me to watch this to see how they literally went after him. I mean, some of them thought that they were intellects. One of them, in fact, I believe he's crying because he lost his job after claiming that he was a fascist to Mehdi Hasan. And now he has a GoFundMe page where he so far has accumulated over $20,000.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, sometimes crime pays. Tony, thanks for the call. Amazing stuff. Thank you. It's we're hitting the top of the hour here. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with Heidi Sigmund-Kuda. Stick around. This is going to get interesting. You're going to find this an absolutely fascinating topic. Paul Manafort.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Pain and anguish inside a Boise courtroom as the two survivors and families of the four University of Idaho students murdered in 2022 address confess killer Brian Koberger. Survivor Dylan Mortensen says she has panic attacks from the stabbing murders inside their off-campus home and directed her anger to Koberger sitting emotionless.
He took away birthdays, graduations, celebrations. And all the memories that we were supposed to make, all of it is gone.
Scott Laramie, stepfather to Madison Mogan, says they will feel the loss forever.
It helps us to know that he is in heaven now, freed from the trials of this earth. We, however, continue to live on without the grace and support of her presence.
Koberger struck a deal with prosecutors that spares him the death penalty, agreeing to four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. This is ABC News.